This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is that?
Some sort of a 10-digit number for something.
A number to the bank account? Nuclear launch codes.
Oh, that's what. Yeah, nuclear launch. No, no. Wait, it's the combination to the safe where they buried Al Capone in.
Ah.
No, it's not. It's a telephone number for a live call-in radio talk program.
Really? Tell me more about this live radio talk program. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, so you see, there's this thing called radio that allows sound to be broadcast over the air.
Ah, Marconi was right.
And if people own a thing that is able to receive these air broadcast signals, they can hear. As if they were sitting right in the studio.
Well, I find your suggestion of ownership offensive.
Ownership, Captain? What? Anyway, that's the phone number here for Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we've been talking about, well, all sorts of fun things, really, surrounding... Well, freedom in general. That's kind of the perspective that we come from. But
freedom in general and what's happening in the world and how that relates.
And you're free to join us, of course. But you wanted to talk about
the
sanctioning going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just did a little bit of a rant about sovereignty isn't found in the country. And that illusion, I mean, it's basically been a social agreement that, okay, well, countries are sovereign. We won't respect individuals. Individuals can't have rights. Individuals have, for example, no right to their own money. But, well, we can respect the right of other countries. As a country, since you're pulling the same scam we are, it's, you know, one of those lawyers don't usually sue each other kind of things.
Where did countries get
sharks
from?
Don't, I guess what, well, I guess sharks do eat each other, but anyway.
Where did the human construct of a country, where did they get rights from?
The actual truth of it? Is that the country itself is composed of individuals, and those individuals have rights.
That is the actual truth.
That's the actual truth. The illusion is that, well, since there's a bunch of us, we can give this thing rights that none of us possess. In a nice, you know, voodoo hoodoo thing. But countries have pretended that this is a reasonable and legitimate thing, that, okay, well, since we are pulling the same scam you are, and we won't respect any of our, you know, tax livestock's rights own things and exist, but you have your own, so as sort of a mutual respect, we don't want to give away the game, so we will, you know, not invade the territory that you have claimed until we want to. And also, more importantly for our current circumstance, there's a thing called sovereign immunity in the banking system, which basically goes like this. My country's central bank will allow your country's central bank to actually access the money that it has.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, even if we're at war, I might say that your particular oligarch is not allowed to access his personal funds in my central bank's banking system, but you as a country are allowed to access the country's money. That is over. That is done with. I mean, that is a big part of what the sanctions that are currently going on right now are. And it's the destruction of the entire illusion that was the basis of America's dollar as the global reserve currency.
Yeah.
Was like they had this, you know, special set of rules where, okay, since you know that I will always let you access American dollars, no matter, you know, who you invade, what war crimes you perform, mm-hmm. no matter what kind of disgusting behavior you do, you know that you can still access U.S. dollars. So it's like, well, you know, I don't really want to have all these treasury bonds because, like, there's a 2% interest on the treasury, but there's a 5% every year of loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now, I mean, it was at least safe. It was safe to have money slowly oozing away from you. But now it's like, nope, we don't like you. We're going to steal all your money.
Yeah. Fortunately, unbeknownst to far more people than I thought were possible, there are ways around this.
Mm.
So we've been talking about infrastructure that didn't ask permission to exist.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, exists in defiance of any organization or person who wants to put it down, to put it to death, to get rid of it, to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to do.
Yeah, and I mean, you basically have two options at this point if you want to avoid all of these, you know, controls. So if you want to transact electronically, you've got cryptocurrency. And if you want to avoid that, then you've got precious metals, especially gold. And the problem with precious metals, of course, is that they can physically take them from you if they can physically overpower you. Whereas you can physically overpower me all you want, and until I decide to give you the special numbers and letters and words, you can't get my wallet, no matter what. Like, if you stab me, my wallet just disappears. Like, no one can ever get that again.
That's true. And it really is just an accounting of the labor. That's all that that really money has ever been. It's just a representation of somebody's life's effort.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's just done in a different way that doesn't rely upon what are known as siloed organizations, a.k.a. governments. Right, there's certainly a siloed organization. We did need siloed organizations such as governments to get us through a period of time of growth in humankind. At some point, like, if you think of what a bank is today, right, what's a bank to most people? Oh, it's an app on my phone. Right.
Right.
Occasionally, you might have to like drive over to the brick and mortar location, and you know, don a mask to go in, which you used to not have to do.
Such bizarre behavior! And went from have a mask, this is a bank, to you can't not have a mask, this is a bank.
So weird. But you might have to go into the brick and mortar and interact with something known as a teller, who tells you what you can and can't do with your money. You might have to do that, but mostly it's online. It's on an app on your phone, or it's on a website on your computer. But banks, the physical institution, you know, used to need to exist to hold people's precious metals or all of the currency, whatever denominations of whatever currency that they were using, because it wasn't safe to keep all of that like in your living room. You know, or you couldn't afford to, like, have a safe built in, you know, like your basement or somewhere on your property to keep this there. Or you didn't want to spend the time defending it. Somebody else could do it for you at a much better price. So you were able to go and take and put your stuff somewhere, quote, safe, unquote. And this is how banks became. It was necessary for them for a period of time. Well, that period of time has expired.
Oh, yeah. Well, and in the world that was once upon a time, what people valued was gold, and that was what you would exchange. That's what became the medium of exchange, and they'd have the gold in a safe. But that became, you know, it's kind of a pain to do that. So we had, okay, well, here's a certified, very hard to fake piece of paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, we are seeing the end of is what is in the safe, so to speak, is the oil in the ground. Like, the accessible energy is being held by the various countries that they, you know, keep under lock and key in the ground behind a bunch of guns. And if you trade these pieces of paper or digital versions of these pieces of paper, then you can access that energy. But we are moving into a completely and fundamentally different system where that's not how it works anymore.
It's going to be so much fun. I look forward to sort of this vacuuming up of these statist currencies. I can only cheer it on and hope for more. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
something like this. Hetfieldisms. He actually, I'm convinced that James Hetfield stole all of his isms from, like, people like, what's his name? James Brown.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm convinced that he liberated some of his isms from some classics, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing in music is new, so it's not surprising. But I used to work in a call center, right, doing like tech support.
I may not believe in IP, but I sure do believe in derivative work.
That's a little derivative, isn't it? I used to work at a call center, and sometimes call center work can get redundant, right? You know, we were doing like, back in the day, people would call for tech support on their air cards. People were like, what's an air card? Well, it's basically a cell phone you plug into your laptop to get you internet from the cellular network. So, at any rate, I convinced everybody sitting around me in this large call center that it was answer calls like James Hetfield Day.
Nice.
Like, thank you for calling. How can I help you? Everybody around me was poorly attempting to imitate James Hetfield of Metallica all day long, and it was hilarious. It was one of the greatest days that, like...
I could see that going really well or really poorly for the person calling you. Like, if everything's breaking down where they are, and then you have this guy talking like that. Or if it's like, now I gotta call the IT department. Well, you're like, what? Okay, that's kind of cool.
So, don't get me wrong, the, I guess what will I call them? The supervisors, the management, put a kibosh on it.
Mm.
And I had, like, other days, like, planned, like, in my mind. I'm like, what if we all talk like we're British, Day? Hello, thank you for calling. Yes, how can I help you?
That does not meet our corporate model.
Talk like
you must talk the same way every day.
Talk like a monotone robot, Day.
You thank should you be glad that calling. We allow you that degree of freedom. Anywho.
Why am I talking about this? Thank you
because
for listening.
We were
thanks,
talking about
thanks for tuning
break.
In. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160.
And for those of you who have not bugged our studio and thus are joining us from our previous conversation... so what I wanted to bring up about, like, how, so they had gold in safes. And,
they did, yes.
Right, and they had these certificates for redemption of those gold, you know, holdings. And now what we have energy, most of oil, some of it in natural gas, coal, things like that.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, being held safe. Access to it from these certificates, digital or physical. Now, what's interesting about now? So they said, okay, we have all these sanctions against Russia to punish you for invading a country. But
damn anyone, Afghanistan.
Right, right. Well, and if Afghanistan had been a special pet project of Russia, you can bet that they would have put sanctions on the U.S.
What's
for invading.
Funny about
it.
That, didn't,
which, for all I know, they did, because...
Didn't Russia do the Afghanistan thing before the U.S.?
I've got a new idea! Oh, it's the same idea,
So, hang on now, hear me out. If Russia used to spend a lot of time playing war in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
Lost a whole bunch of money, and... I mean, Afghanistan is known as an empire killer.
Oh, yeah.
Because empires go there and...
Oh, yeah. And the you can find the documentation on the U.S. military is like, hey, we need them to have what Vietnam was to us. We need the USSR to be involved in a quagmire, and so they figured this plot to Afghanistan.
So if history repeats, and we learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past, and we also learn from the past that history repeats, but I repeat myself, if history does repeat here... So, the Russians went into Afghanistan and then got out, and then the U.S. went into Afghanistan and then got out. Well, now Russia's going into the Ukraine, and when they get out, does that mean that's the next place the U.S. is going to invade?
Don't know. Could be. I mean,
wild
NATO, thoughts. NATO has been trying to get Ukraine to be part of them for a really long time, in spite of having promised not to do that. But I digress. So,
I'm sorry, you said Ukraine, and now I just have this vision in my head of a business where, like, you go and rent a crane somewhere.
I crane.
You know, like U-Haul, but it's Ukraine, right? Like, do you need to rent a crane today? Call Ukraine. It's the big U and then dash C-R-A-N-E, Ukraine.
So it's not where you rent the fishing bird with the long neck?
No.
Will you let me say a thing, please?
That's the U-Flamingo.
So and I don't know how many people know about this. I don't know how, because I quit watching Fox and CNN and all that ages ago. But so they put all these sanctions on, but there's this giant gaping hole in them of, okay, you are not allowed to use our banking system except for energy. And it's like, well, wait a second. That is Russia's biggest thing. That's their primary export. Like, they're like, what, the third top oil-producing country in the world? Like, they're ahead of Saudi Arabia in the oil production game. And, you know, people kind of think about oil when they think about the Middle East for some reason. So, seriously, and I'm looking at this, and it's like, oh, well, the ruble has lost 30% of its value. And I'm thinking about, okay, well, what does that actually do? So their Russia is making money still because they're still allowed to sell their oil. Like, that's what they sell.
Mm-hmm.
But they aren't allowed to buy stuff as much as they used to because their dollar is not worth as much. So this sanction is hurting everyone except Russia in the entire world.
But that's what criminals do.
I mean, did you forget how to, like, which end of your sword goes in the other guy here?
Yeah, when nations sort of bicker and fight with each other, they never, like, go after each other, right? Otherwise, you'd have, like, a boxing ring and, like, Putin and Biden with gloves, right? It'd be WWE style or something. You know, they'd have intro music.
Hilarious, predictable, and short-lived.
Right? They'd have intro music. No, that's not how it works. When they bicker and fight, they always go, if you don't stop doing the bad thing you're doing, I'm going to hurt this group of people over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do bad things to this group of people that are completely unrelated to you and, like, have nothing to do with how you live your life, but I'm going to hurt them really badly. That's how nations get into it.
Yeah, it's always a game of let's you and him fight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, it's extraordinary because, like, they got totally suckered. I mean, like, cutting them off from your banking system is complete, like, you are undermining your own source of power as the United States and the dollar behind it. I mean, way to go! Good job! I mean, it's evil, but it's effective. You have crushed your enemy.
Yeah, it's always the people that get hurt, whether it's, you know, in the form of tax being taken away or bombs dropping on their heads.
Yep.
More Free Talk Live is coming up. We'll talk more about sanctions.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. The White House is considering more sanctions against Russia, where the economy is already in free fall. They're asking for $10 billion in emergency defense and humanitarian assistance for the country. Russia is cracking down on news media in their own country, including social media. They passed a law which criminalizes any information opposing the Kremlin's narrative on the war. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. He said that elections are about the future and that the party cannot win by fighting yesterday's battles or by relitigating the past. The speech from Pence, made during an event in New Orleans, came just a week after former President Trump praised Putin as a smart man, while downplaying the Russian invasion of Ukraine in his speech. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that they would suspend vaccine requirements and proof of vaccination for indoor venues and restaurants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is your favorite radio program and mine. That's right. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. The phones are open. Give us a call. Talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
What are sanctions?
Well, when I don't sanction your behavior, I have to sanction your behavior.
Are you being sanctimonious?
Ah. So sanctions are pre-war. They're foreplay for killing each other is basically what they are. They're, as the government likes to do, they stop you from freely trading and making each other's lives better. I have a thing that I want less than the thing that you have, and these people with guns say, we are the government, you can't trade those things.
There's been a lot of, I'm going to call it, I don't have a better term for it that I can think of, I'm going to call it voluntary sanctioning, where...
You mean boycotting?
Okay, sure. Is that what it is? Like, social media decides to cut off an entire country.
Oh, yeah.
For example. Like, now, know that I'm aware of, it's not like, you know, it could be that something like Facebook, Fedbook, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. you know, that, like, the government is using them and, like, oh, it appears to be a private entity and they're not, you know, okay, but I'm just saying that, like, if, I don't know, even here in the U.S., man, there's been reports of, like, people who are of, you know, Eastern European descent being, like, targeted. You know, a Russian grandmother, you know, is targeted, or somebody who owns a Russian bakery, that kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Like, people are doing bad things because Russia bad now, right? Your television has, or the television has told them that Russia's bad, and so now you must be mean to all Russians and everything Russian.
Well, you see, this one person made a decision. Therefore, everyone who has the genes that are analogous to this one person is guilty for all the things that they did.
Right.
Make sense?
No.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So,
I do know what you're talking about with, like, voluntary sanctions, though. So, like, right now, a lot of the countries of the world are going, okay, what do we do to make sure that we don't piss off the United States?
It's so disgusting.
Okay, so other than energy, which is, you know, the important part, Russia isn't allowed to use the U.S. banking system. Now, China has a banking system that's just as good, but they haven't decided whether or not to let Russia use it, because if they do let Russia use it, then they'll probably get sanctions put on them.
All of a sudden, China bad!
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I don't know, it's such a strange time. Like, I'm listening to Free Talk Live, I heard about how RT, Russian television,
yeah,
and Facebook, both propagandists of the highest order and purveyors of profound disinformation, have decided to declare war on each other, figuratively speaking.
They have.
In that, I'm not going to let you onto Facebook. Well, I'm not going to let you into my country, Facebook. And I'm like, cool. So, two liars have just self-destructed each other.
Yeah, I'm embroiled once again with a thing on the Facebook. Facebook is targeting journalists. Facebook is targeting media. Facebook is targeting creators, content creators, videographers. Facebook is targeting activists. And forcing them into something called Facebook Protect.
I feel safer already.
A whole bunch of people, including myself, have been given the following. You have 15 days left to turn on Facebook Protect. Your account has the potential to reach a lot of people.
How dare you?
I mean, not according to your algorithm, anyway. So, it requires stronger security! Like, I've never had my Facebook account hacked. I don't download the Facebook app. I don't use Messenger ever. I'm browser-based only.
We mean government compliance.
I'm admin for a couple of different pages or whatever, but most of it's like my old bands and stuff, and, like, you know, I've never once used Facebook to, like, sign in to another thing. Occasionally you're on the internet, or you download a thing, or you go to sign up for a thing, and it's like, oh, sign up here, and then there's a big button that says, log in with Facebook. I don't do that, because right. I know better. I'm not,
right.
I'm no dummy. I mean, sometimes I do dumb things, but, so I've never done that. I don't use, I knew the minute I saw that, I'm like, Facebook is trying to become like the internet passport to everything and control all of your logins and all.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the huge red flag.
Well,
why
I mean,
would
this
I
is
ever...
just step two. I mean, they stepped in and, like, everyone used to have, like, their own websites. And they're like, oh, we have the website maker. We'll make the website for you, and then we'll put you in this nice little database where you can find each other. So they were already stepping in to replace the internet in the first place. This is just the next step into that. It's like, well, we've decided that our usual way of limiting your speech isn't restrictive enough.
All right, so you have 15 days left to turn on Facebook Protect. Your account has the potential to reach a lot of people, so it requires stronger security. Facebook Protect, an advanced security program, helps defend accounts like yours. Now, there's more. I'll just finish reading it. And there's a big, like, yellow triangle with the exclamation here. It says, turn on Facebook Protect before March 17th, 2022. After that, you'll be locked out of your Facebook account until you turn it on.
Mm.
You'll notice there's no choice in the matter here. Right. Despite the fact that my account has never been hacked in any way, shape, or form, and that I take care of my own personal security for all of my accounts, right? I know how to periodically change a thing, you know, all of the... I have a lifetime in technology, right? And these things don't escape me, mm-hmm. right? I don't use the same password for any two things ever, right? You know, I don't use anything that repeats it. You know, everything is unique, right? I know all of the rules. I've been in it for so long that I know. And I know far better than some algorithm that they're going to force me into. Mm. So there's that, right? You're forced into it if you want to stay on the
platform. I am already better at what you are claiming to give me.
One of the things that they force you into is 2FA, two-factor authentication.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have never done so, they force you to do that, which, of course, now ties your Facebook account to your cell phone number.
Oh.
Right? If you hadn't put your cell phone number in your Facebook account before or downloaded the app, well, now all of a sudden, now they're going to have it, right? A lot of people out there going, Facebook, well, of course they have my phone number. I downloaded the app. Well, that's why they have your number. I didn't. They don't have my number, but now, you know, if I want to continue using it,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're going to make
your compliance with additional restrictions will be rewarded with what you already had before.
Yes. And so, you know, I don't know where I stand on this. It's possible that this is my farewell tour on Facebook. I don't know.
Mm.
You know.
Well, and since we're bringing it up, just as like a general like rule about, I mean, there's a lot of information flying around that's mostly propaganda on both sides about what's going on right now. And here's how you can tell what is actually going on. You can't. You just can't right now. There is just too much mud in this water to see through it.
Yeah, the one thing that I usually...
So don't get all riled up and go crazy and beating people because of one story or another, because it's probably a lie.
Right. People are like, why are you still on Facebook? Well, I'm on other social medias as well. So it's not like Facebook is my only source of social media. It's just that there are a lot of people on Facebook, and it's good for aggregate stuff. Right. If I see more than one person posting the same story, maybe I'll check that story out. Right. If, you know, that kind of a thing. So I've got more to say about this, including a question that I don't know. Maybe you know the answer. What happens on Facebook on March 18th of 2022, the day after all this kicks in? What's going on there? Why is this date important? I don't know. 603-283-6160. Give us a call if you know. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yours and I neglected mine. Apparently, I didn't want to say what I think I was going to say when I thought I was going to say it because I don't remember what it was anymore. I've talked too long about it and now I've forgotten.
Does pushing your own buttons turn you on?
That's not for this show. It's not for this show. 603-283-6160.
I'm just talking about your microphone. Don't go to someone else.
Is the telephone number. Captain Context is here in the studio, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
I just want to turn for a second. Sometimes I look over. I can't actually respond to any of these things in chat, but I do want to look. Somebody says Conan the Barbarian. Somebody says, let's go, Brandon. Somebody else says, burn some Beatles records. Why? Burning records is not something I enjoy.
Well, that depends. I mean, if by burn you mean make copies of, that sounds good.
Oh, right, I forgot. Mm. Yes, okay, very well. Somebody says, oh no, Canada is mad at me. And Strange Duck, the user, says, my vagina smells.
Yeah,
does he mean that it, in the way that it's stinky or that it acts as a nose?
Well, one is more probable and the other is more newsworthy. Now, talking about, oh no, Canada's mad at me.
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, I don't think anyone saw them becoming the blatant fascist regime of the world.
I'm
pretty sure we all got kind of taken by surprise on that one.
I would like to point out that not one leader of any kind of governance at any level stood up and said, no, Canada, you're wrong.
That is a very good point.
Not one.
Huh.
Not one.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of overlooked it because at this point I've come to expect pure evil from all governments. Because it's what they are. I mean, they force you to do things where the rest of us ask you or pay.
I mean, to me, what Canada was doing is on par with what Australia was doing. Right now, I think Australia is probably a little worse.
You mean the actual concentration camps of people who chose not to have genetic material injected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. among other heinous things, right? And let's not forget the, well, they took away all their guns, so, or at least made it illegal for folks to own guns, and so.
I wonder how many Australians are still proud of that fact.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot less of them than used to be, I'll bet you.
So I've made mention of not one representative of any, you know, government entity stood up and said, bad Canada.
Yeah, you'd think like
they also didn't stand up and say, bad Australia.
Mm.
Unless I missed something. Did you see anybody when Australia was trying to do the Reich thing, did you see anybody stand up and condemn their actions?
Not a one.
How about Canada?
No.
Now, why would you would think there would be some politician who's like, gosh, how am I going to get reelected this year? I'm really like, I'm up against it here. You know, how am I going to, oh, I bet you if I did this, I could get some votes.
Mm.
Right? But not one of them.
Well, I think it basically comes down to this. Well, if I call them out, I mean, their excuse is it's an emergency. And if I say that's not a valid excuse, then I can't use it later.
Well, yeah. So
funny how one emergency seems to follow another. Like, just as people are finally, like, done with being told what to do with every second of their lives because of this, you know, this, especially scary virus.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, bat flu.
Right. Just as people are like, yeah, I'm fatigued from that. It's not that the virus has become less scary. It's just that people are tired of it. And wouldn't you know it, at just that moment, or...
And I think...
Oh, is that not scary enough? Pick a new scary thing. Pull a new one out of the hat. Aliens? No. Nuclear war? Okay, nuclear war. That'll work.
Hang on, I have to look, because I think...
Well, and one thing I will say about the looming threat of nuclear war, I am very, very, very pleased that so far the administration has chosen to avoid what they know would likely lead to open war with Russia. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I believe we are, if you're participating in the countdown, I believe in 8 days there will be some people celebrating, and by celebrating, this is a mock celebration. This is a snarky, sarcastic celebration, if you will. I believe in 8 days we'll be celebrating the second birthday, that's 2 years, of 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So 8 days, I believe Sunday the 13th. I could be wrong about that date, but I believe that's the date.
So I was looking into this because it randomly occurred to me. It's like, wait, what exactly was it? And I kept finding the 13th, the 14th, or the 15th. Like, we can't even figure out which day this thing started. Which is, I don't know, it's interesting to me because, like,
somewhere around that time.
It's between Friday the 13th and the Ides of March.
Like, just call it St. Paddy's Day.
Right. I will say, like, this month is going to be really, really, really interesting. Honestly, I think that there is going to be an unbelievable amount of volatility in the stock market and in everything money related.
I think it's really important to point out to organizations who are caught up in the middle of all of this, the Ukraine stuff, the cryptocurrency, the sanctions, all that kind of stuff. I think it's important to point out organizations that take a stand. They stand firmly in the middle on all of these things. And Kraken.
We loudly declare our neutrality on this subject.
They've taken a stand, and Kraken Crypto Exchange won't shut down Russian accounts unless legally required, says the CEO.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, sanctions are basically governments telling you what to do, telling you to shut down an account. So if the government comes and tells them to shut down an account, then that would be a legal thing. And so they're making a stand firmly right in the middle.
Yeah,
They're not standing for anything. They're not standing for decentralization. They're not standing for sovereignty. They're saying that we won't shut anybody's accounts down unless it's legally required.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this goes into exactly what I was talking about earlier, where this exchange asked the permission of the state's government to exist. The exchange has.
Right.
Now, what they are exchanging, the cryptocurrencies themselves, did not ask for permission, do not need permission, will continue to exist in direct opposition to any attempt to end their existence, mm-hmm. no matter who buy. But this particular exchange, they asked for permission. They want to continue permission. They operate in the geographical area that is claimed in ownership by the thugs of the government of the United States. So they are saying, well, if the United States government says that we have to do this thing, then we'll do it.
Real quick, Kraken is one of a handful of crypto exchanges avoiding an outright ban of Russian accounts. Jesse Powell, Kraken's co-founder and CEO, says the exchange is within the legal sanctions requirements, but indiscriminate bans are unfair to average Russians who might not support the country's invasion of Ukraine. It's a pretty extreme measure, and it's far beyond turning off someone's access to their music streaming service or their photo-sharing app, the CEO says. Shutting off someone's financial access is something we take very seriously. So, you know, when men who answer to bureaucrats with guns and, you know, wear ties tell them to do something, they'll do it, but not until then.
Right.
Way to stand firmly in the middle, Kraken.
Yeah.
There's a whole article here that I'm not going into.
But honestly, for Kraken, this is an improvement. Because Kraken and Coinbase have been the absolute worst of the exchanges when it comes to, like, you know, protecting people's property in any way, shape, or form. So for them, this is actually an improvement. Like, they have been firmly on the firmly and loudly on the side of authoritarianism up until this point, where they are proudly declaiming their neutrality.
I wish more people would look to nature's exchange. That's human beings. Mm-hmm. A person-to-person exchange.
Yeah. And, I mean, there are decentralized exchanges for all of these cryptocurrencies. Even if every central exchange ceased to be, we could still trade coins with each other.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about big tech using Ukraine to censor independent media.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.